Hi, friends. This is Frankie Wilson, giving you a moment inside the gospel. You know, there is an unspoken, self-inflicted stigma among people. It's a belief system that agrees on the idea of there being a ceiling to what's needed in order to know God. This ideology is what the world and even many Christians have adopted after feeling that they've reached the pinnacle to their studies. The reality, however, is that there is a difference between having knowledge of God and true wisdom from God. Wisdom is at times misunderstood for knowledge. The difference between the two, however, is simple. Knowledge is the ability to understand through learned practices and studying. If you study His Word, the Bible says, "Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." However, wisdom is a separate gift that cannot be studied and mastered. It's given to those that live a life of righteousness, keeping God's commandments. I looked in the book of Psalms, 119:105, and it makes a statement of God's Word being a lamp and a light, meaning it brings clarity and understanding to the path we should take in our Christian walk. Which makes sense, since the scripture I quoted earlier stated that knowledge comes from his mouth being the word is a lamp and a light, it provides clarity and understanding. His mouth exudes his word. However, wisdom is laid up for the righteous. Proverbs 2:6-8 says that, and wisdom means to see. So how can I have knowledge that serves as a light, but no wisdom to see what the light was meant to reveal? Obviously, we're dealing with two different levels of insight. Knowledge of God's Word tells us the steps to take. However, a disciplined, righteous lifestyle gives understanding of when and where to take those steps. This disciplined lifestyle of righteousness is rewarded with God-given wisdom. Wisdom gives insight to where God is truly trying to take you. It's the gift that separates the world from the righteous. This is why the discussion of knowing God and loving God cannot ever truly be understood by an unrighteous person. This is also why one that is knowledgeable of God, but not in God, will never defeat the righteous. To know God is to love Him. To love Him is to keep His commandments. Righteousness has been identified as an attribute that implies one's actions to be justified. What does that mean? It means that if you maintain a life that places the commandments of God first, you can obtain righteousness. Being justified by righteousness, you may obtain wisdom that will supersede any form of knowledge known to man. So friends, I'd like to encourage you to keep God's commandments, thirst after righteousness, and the gifts of God unknown to the world will be revealed to you, starting with wisdom. My name is Frankie Wilson, and this has been A Look Inside the Gospel.